It is 11 o'clock on the dot, Tuesday morning, which means you tuned in to the Hall of Slap over here. You know what I'm saying? We got Val G and just Val G today. Tear. Yes, very sad, you know. Woke up this morning, was getting ready, doing everything, you know, getting my playlist all together and all finalized and everything like that. The next thing you know, my phone goes off. I get a text from Chino Flacco talking about my tire flat, won't. I'm like, what? You know, wait a minute. So you ain't gonna make it to the Hall of Slap today? I'll hit you in 10. I'm over here like, oh man, he ain't gonna make it. Damn, you know. Look what happened. Val G alone, solo bolo in the studio. Yeah, I was a little bit nervous. I was like, so wait a minute, you ain't coming? Who am I gonna talk to? What am I supposed to say? What am I gonna do? You know, so whatever. Anyways, we're gonna keep it rolling because it's the Hall of Slap. We're gonna slap out regardless because that's just what we do. But you stuck with me, so you know, hopefully you good with that. But today we're gonna start it off because if you listened a few weeks back, we had Bailey on the show when we did the city versus the town and whatnot, and he was talking about the new single that he was finna drop, the new song that he was gonna push and everything like that. And I was like, Bailey, you gotta send it to Val G once it's done, you know. So the song is done and he has sent it my way. And if you don't remember, that track was called In a While. So we're going to start the show off today with Bailey, In a While.
Black, like my stick, quick to tell the police that I ain't seen all I need. Hennessy and hotel car keys in the that's free. Let it go, yeah, let it go. We don't want to see the handcuffs no more. She like it when I touch down low, but hate it when I up and go. Can I turn you on and turn you out? Can I hit it from the back later on? Show me what the
what's your name? Where is Alabama?
Give it to me.
Tell by the feeling that you wanna
give it to me.
Your mind saying wait, what you wanna
give it to me?
Cause to me it looks like you ain't been touched in a while. Touched in a while. I said it looked like you ain't been touched in a while. Touched in a while. What you went to, let it know. Either way it go, I'ma need that dough. Keep up with me and take this. Bust it wide open, you little open. Yeah, you bad, yeah, you bad. L.A. face with the East Bay. I ain't worried about your past. I could be the best you've had. I told them to fuck on you. Cause I really got a feeling you in need of the freaky that I'm gon' do.
Hey, what's your name, man? Your number? Give it to me. You a bad motherfucker? Give it to me.
Tell by the feeling that you wanna
give it to me.
Your mind saying, wait, what you wanna
give it to me?
Cause to me, it looks like you ain't been touched in a while. Touched in a while. I said it looked like you ain't been touched in a while. Touched in a while. I let her know, yeah, I let her know. I could beat that fast, I could hit that slide. If the don't go, then the can't go.
Hey, what's your name on your number?
Give it to me.
You a bad motherfucker?
Give it to me.
Tell by the feeling that you wanna
give it to me.
Your mind saying, wait, what you wanna
give it to me?
Cause to me,
it look like you ain't been touched in a while. Touched in a while. I said it look like you ain't been touched in a while. 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 Touched in a while.
Yeah. That was that Bailey right there. In a while, you know, that new single that he's dropping right now. It was going, right? But anyways, you know, it's 11 o'clock over here. Tuned in to KSFS Radio, Hall of Slap. I'm DJ Val G. You know, all you got is me today. Chino Flacco could not make it due to technical difficulties. I don't know if it was a nail or a piece of glass or what, but the tire's done deal. So if you got hookups on tires, hit me. Hit me so I could hit him and help him out. You know what I mean? But anyways, today on the Hall of Slap, we're just going to slap out. I want to, since it's kind of open format for me today, I'm just going to play some stuff that I've been listening to, some artists, you know, that I've been supporting, some artists that I want to push, you know? So what I'm going to do right now is bring it right back down to my city, to my town, South City. You know, I got to put it down for South City one time, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm from, that's where I was born, where I was raised, where we did it. you know, and there's all kinds of music coming out of South City right now that's just hot. You know, it's hot. And I'm going to keep it real. It just don't get the recognition that it deserves. And so since I'm here and I got this platform, I'm going to do it right here. So I got my homeboy, Flyboy Stewie. He been out there grinding for a minute. You know, he been pushing. He's constant on the grind, putting out all these songs, putting out all these songs. Well, he just did a video. It was dope. He had it on the block on Susie Way with all the folks and everything like that. And they did it. You know, it's going. So it's on YouTube. It's getting plays right now. And the thing is, you got to pay attention to this entire video. It's kind of long, but I'm going to play the entire thing over here. This track goes, because at the end, my homeboy P Nasty jumps on and he does his song, which just literally goes, blows it up. So check this out on YouTube. Flyboy Stewie presents Susie Got Her Way.
Welcome to the dub, where we show no love, where you catch them slugs, disrespect in the dub. Welcome to the dub, where we show no love, where you catch them slugs, disrespect in the dub. Susie be her name, she always gets away. The box is where she's from, so you know she's to the grave. Fly shit. Ain't no punks in my circle, yeah, we out here. Susie be her name, she always gets her way. The block is where she's from, so you know she's to the grave. Yeah, we hurt the block, hold the deli, got the product online, bangered up, and we ready. The early 90s when it cracked the most. Susie Way had it on lock, we was doing the most. Drug traffic all throughout the neighborhood. Niggas on the corner with the wally up to no good. She had a brother and two sisters at that. Dora, Sandra, Brusco, we all had sacks. Moving right on the block, Susie Way made it crack. The dub network and now we all touching racks. When the phone popped off, we had each other's backs. Ain't no suckers in my circle. My squad bust straps. Head up, one on one. My niggas fight tour. Yeah, Molly Wap stomp. Pistol whip with the tool. It's an everyday task. Running from the boys in blue. OGs put me up on game and show me how and what to do. My street cred good, and I give it all to you. Susie got her ways. Keep it hood. What it do? Susie be her name. She always gets her ways. The block is where she's from. Ain't no punks in my circle, yeah, we out here. Susie Way, that's where it was at. Dope fiends on one, spun out off crack. No face without a name, get beat up and get jacked. Block parties hella thick, gal wows get crapped. Side shows on the block, burner rubber going dumb. Tires keep spinning until the police come. And when the police come, then everybody runs. Cause everybody's hot, dodging worms on the run. Rivers everywhere, getting sucked in alleyways, yeah. Beating pussy up, yeah. In them hallways, yeah. And in them hallways, yeah. We keep them toolies tucked, yeah. With the product in the circuit breaker, yeah. Always in the cut, yeah. 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 It's that block shit, baby, block shit, baby. Married, yeah, to the streets. I love how Susie raised me. Learn to break a bitch out of two, fuck you pay me. Welcome to the dub, welcome to the dub. Susie be her name, she always gets her ways. The block is where she's from. Ain't no punks in my circle, yeah, we out here. Susie be her name, she always gets her ways. The block is where she's from, so you know she's a grand. Yeah, we hurt the block on the deli, got the product online, bangered up, yeah, we ready.
This here for lick hitting ass niggas. Four fit packs, stay tripping ass niggas. Gun stay clapping, never slipping ass niggas. Always down for the action about business ass niggas. This here for lick hitting ass niggas. Four fit packs, stay tripping ass niggas. Gun stay clapping, never slipping ass niggas. Always down for the action about business ass niggas.
I make music for the hood, I ain't trying to be commercial. Catch me riding through the slums with a strap looking smirkish. Drop pills in the hand, so you know a nigga perking. Blow your brains out your face if I catch your ass lurking. Niggas banging, niggas surfing, niggas thugging, niggas murking. But I'm gooning and I'm busting, disrespect me and I'm rushing. South Frisco, Susie Way is the hood where we hustling. Paper chasing, getting money, niggas hate it and we love it. There ain't no faking it. bunch of niggas snitching, then we bust. And a bullet to your brain, and that's your fatal repercussion. And this chopper ain't for clutching, man, this chopper here for busting. And this 40 ain't for pleasing, man, this 40 here for sweet. But you're here for a sport, I don't need no fucking reason. Leave your brains on the cock while your mama over you greeting. Being shady is the only reason why a nigga breathing. Being shady is the only reason why a nigga breathing. This here for lick hitting ass niggas. Four fit packets, stay tripping ass niggas. Guns stay clapping, never slipping ass niggas. Always down for the action about business ass nigga. This here for lick hitting ass nigga. Four fit packets, stay tripping ass nigga. Guns stay clapping, never slipping ass niggas. Always down for the action about business ass nigga.
That one goes right there, you know what I'm saying? That's that Flyboy Stewie Presents. Suey Got Her Ways. Susie Got Her Ways. And my boy P Nasty over there on the end, you know what I'm saying? You gotta represent. You gotta recognize that South City music right now, you feel me? But anyway, tuned into the Hall of Flat. I'm DJ Val G over here. Missing the homie Chino Flocko today. He left me solo up in the studio. But we still putting it down over here for KSFS Radio, you know. But since I'm over here showing love to the homies and everything and trying to introduce you to some of this hot music that needs to be recognized, I'm going to also show some love to my homeboy, Arcane, you know. He's been doing it since way back when. Me and him go way back when, since way back in the day. You know, and he's out here grinding. He's doing his things. You could check him out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud, yeah. I'm over here getting tongue twisted and stuff. SoundCloud, whatever. Whatever it's called, you know what it is. But anyways, check him out. It's R-Kayne, K-A-Y-M-E. He's got all kinds of tracks on there. But today, what I'm going to play for you is his one track off the mixtape. It's called Somebody's Baby. This song goes. It's pretty. It's deep. You know what I'm saying? It's powerful lyrics. It's got a good beat. I can't even lie. Sometimes when I listen to it, Arcane Boy got me a little bit choked up over here. You know? But here we go. Somebody's Baby.
Everybody has to go out for that fight. You hear that? Everybody fights in life, man. Cause you gotta fight to live, y'all dig? I came into this world alone, into a broken home. Since I was a baby, my problems were handled on my own. Pop was barely there, and mom was always pissed off at me for something, so she showed me that she didn't care. Mi abuelita was the only one to protect me, and then she left me, cause God took her unexpected. From there on, I was lost and confused. Developed attitude filled with anger, walking with a short fuse. Abused from life, striving to survive with an abusive mother and a drunk father that's always hitting high. My mother's mother looking at me like a piece of shit. Jesus, yo, I'm just a kid. I remember she once told me I was better dead. And this was right before she whacked me over my fucking head. Stupid, yo, bitch. I know he's testing me to bring out the best in me. And I'm throwing blows back, but I don't know how much is left in me. Been through my share, so I got smart and tough. Turned to the streets, learned to burn with the creeps. Dabbled in crimes to gain respect, found how to earn my keep. Now everything's good, found love in the hood. But everything good gotta come to an end. Now I'm losing friends, and problems starting to pop up. Alone again in my right hand, he getting locked up. I got problems with police, and everyone that said had my back gone. So you're what I consider enemies. And every time I think I got one up, my guard's up, I throw a right, but life hits me with another cut. I know he's testing me to bring out the best in me. And I'm exchanging blows, but don't know how much is left in me. Yeah. I stay fighting, man. Every day I wake up, I fight. Yo. As an adult, got a bit more wiser. A survivor, experience always makes for a better fighter. Now I duck and weave problems and I knock them cold. Never fold, fighting to survive since I was 10 years old. Life will keep hitting you till you back down, but I go to full 12 like Morales and Pacquiao. My parents started my training, the streets became my coach. Now I can counter any problem that he wants to throw. I'm on my toes and I stay on my pivot, jab sticking, pacing myself in this fight that I'm living. There's no way he's defeating me, there's no retreating me. The day I lose my drive is the day that he's beating me. That'll never happen. Got the heart of a champion and I ain't losing my title, I'll never pack it in. I know he's testing me to bring out the best in me, so I'ma keep fighting till there ain't none left in me.
Yeah, boy, Kane. Yeah, Craig, good looking, baby, it's a banger. CTDC, cut those diamond cuts. Man, we fight every day we get up, baby. Man, I fight every day I'm in this industry.
Yeah, you tuned in over here to the Hall of Slap. That was my homeboy Arcane right there with Somebody's Baby off his mixtape that you could download all these tracks and everything for free. Go hit up SoundCloud. You know, he's getting it in. So you got to support these grinding artists. You know what I'm saying? You got to support them and download their music and beat them out and introduce them to other people that might not have heard of them, that might like them. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, you know, everybody needs that breaking point. But today at the Hall of Slap, we just beating out. You know, I'm over here spinning around in my chair and, you know, getting down. And, you know, I see my homegirl Steen's tuned in over here. Thank you, Steen, for tuning in. We got you. You know what I'm saying? And to everybody else tuning in over here, if you wanna call in, you want to say what's up, you want to put in a request or whatnot, we got 415-338-1532. That is the number to call. And until then, we just going to keep slapping out. I think I'm going to go a little bit over here to the HBK gang now. You know, I'll be loving me some HBK gang, you know. Pretty much, I Am Soup is producing extraordinary beats, and his raps are just incredible. I mean, you got to check out all three of his mixtapes. He's got the miseducation of I Am Sue. He's got that, I don't even know right now. You know what I'm saying? It's too early for me. But anyways, go download those. You could go to like hbkgang.com or whatnot, and they've got everything on there for download. But until then, right now for ya, we got Be Ready by the HBK Gang.
Situation, we getting dough about it. Every day these niggas hating, so you know we got it.
Rookie of the year flow. Niggas say what's up, I leave them hanging like an earlobe. Back in the day, niggas thought I was a weirdo. Funny how the tables turn, cause now I'm fucking air hoes. Look up, I'm somewhere in the air homes. Bet you find my number somewhere in your bitch's cell phone. Came in the game and they bugging like a fed phone. On a store run and I'm bringing back the bread home. HBK gang, fuck bitches. Do your thing, do your thing. HBK.
Yeah, that was She Ready right there by the HBK gang, you know, produced by I Am Sue. Susie, you know, you tune into the Hall of Slap over here. You got Val G all by herself. I'm doing my thing over here, slapping out, beating out. I hope you beating out with me, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you hearing some new music, some things you haven't heard, you know what I'm saying? Gave some love to some of the homies from South City, you know, my boy Arcane, you know, I don't know, I just got a text. We might be having Black C from RBL calling into the show today. I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to wait and see, you know what I'm saying? But if you don't know about Black C, I mean, he's been putting it down for San Francisco for the Bay Area rap game since the early 90s, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing his thing, you know? You gotta go read up on that. Go Google that, Wikipedia or whatever, because the RBL Posse got some history behind it, you know? With, like, Hitman and Black C and, you know, it's crazy. Crazy. So go check it out. Check out the music. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll be getting a little ring ring on the phone, you know. But until then, we're going to continue slapping out. Do some things. I got a lot of other things I want to play for you guys. But right now, I'm going to do something that Mr. Fab's pushing. You know, we haven't really played too much Mr. Fab on this show. But seriously, he's not called the Grind King for no reason. You know, if you ain't following him on Twitter, if you got a Twitter account, you definitely need to hit him up at Mr. Fab. Because he's doing his thing, he's grinding, he's putting out verses every single day, hooks every single day. Every single time I see a tweet from him, he's in the studio, he's doing some new song, this or that, you know. And something dope that I was listening to, like, if you've got time, you online, you know what I'm saying, just Google Mr. Fab at the Tim Westwood show, because he was just out there in Europe, you know, doing his thing, representing the Bay out there, you know, of course, spitting a couple free flows, because that's just what he does. You know what I mean? But seriously, he busted like the 10-minute free flow. I mean, and it was so dope that I sat there for 10 minutes and listened. And it was hit. It hit. He's a lyrical genius. He's doing his thing. So, you know, he's going to show some love to Mr. Fab right now. He's got that new one. I guess it was influenced from when he was in Europe, because it's called I'm in London.
I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London, and I'm really swagging, I'm really swagging, I'm really swagging, I'm really, really swagging. I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London. Lottie, lottie, dottie, lottie, dottie, lottie, lottie, dottie. I just wanna party. I'm in London, South London, and my people didn't know that I was coming. I hit London, East London. I blend in, they didn't know I wasn't from here. While in London, I hit Camden. Ate at Shaka Zulu's, it was slamming. Fly as parrots, close from Harrods. Jumped the Eurostar, straight shot to Paris. It was popping, did some shopping. Had all the local girlies jocking. Did it real big, I'm talking real big. What's the time, sir? Look at Big Ben. We're in London, where the Queen's at? I love London, and I really mean that. Cause they're swagging and they're balling. And like the bridge in London, I think I'm falling. I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London. And I'm really swagging, I'm really swagging, I'm really swagging, I'm really, really swagging. I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London, I'm in London. Laddy, laddy, daddy, laddy, daddy, laddy, laddy, daddy. I just wanna party. I'm in London, and I'm hungry. So I hit Nando's with the homies. I hit Brixton, with a Goonsby. The Jamaicans from the West Indies. East and West London, with the hipsters. Out in Camden, they got love for mister. They got love for mister. This is Justin. It's a party going down on the West End. Tim Westwood, what's good? Tell the whole UK I'm in the neighborhood. At Yo-Yo's or the South Show. Read about it on Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm in London. Davy Boy Smith. Man, what's up, bruh? What's good, pimp? I'm in London. You know where the kid at? Yeah, London. Where the bridge at? I'm in London. I'm in London. I'm in London. I'm in London. And I'm really swagging. I'm really swagging. I'm really swagging. I'm really, really swagging. I'm in London. I'm in London. I'm in London. I'm in London. Laddie, laddie, daddy. Laddie, daddy. Laddie, laddie, daddy. I just wanna party.
And now for my next number. I'd like to return to the classics.
Cooking soul.
Yeah. Hustle, hustle. You know, neighborhood. Blanco. AMB. Look.
Yeah. Ain't the type of white dude sipping Bud Light. I'm the type with my nine screaming thug life. A bad bitch, what the fuck tonight? You ain't shit, motherfucker, so it's fucking life. Fuck the DEA, IRS, and FBI. Never said it, won't regret it till we start child. I'll never leave a paper trail. And best believe I'm a G, I will break the scale. I'm a hustler, give a fuck about a budget. I'm a gangster, give a fuck about the judges. I'm a monster, middle figure to you suckers. I'm a mobster, Mr. Untouchable. Can't fuck with me, I'm so on some other shit. On a road trip, gotta bring my other bitch. Not my other bitch, my other bitch. Every brick I flip, the more I'm like, fuck, I'm rich.
Protection. I'm the nigga that your mama told you not to mess with. Caught an interception on your bitch, not super nap. Give her some dick quick, now watch how fast she collapse. Pushing the label, yeah, been that way from day one. The hoes get around me and me, I just get to say something. I let my chain speak, I ain't really gotta say much. If you see me in the streets, holla swoop, nigga, stay up. I'm all about my dollars, pop my collar on the hoe, bitch. She say, all you wanna do is fuck me, I say, you know it. My bitch stolen, my bitch bad. Don't trip, cause the homies got the strap. Run up in your fat like the motherfucking police. With pistols in your face like, nigga, don't you owe me? I'm trying to steal the rap game like the house lit. I'm from the west, but I'm trying to fuck the south, bitch. Nigga, I'm on. I don't give a motherfucker. Most west coast shit, like, I'm really on this shit. Tell this shit to everybody. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Yeah. You tuned into the Hall of Slap right here. That was that L.A. Confidential right there with that Nipsey Hussle, Blanco, and YG. You know what I'm saying? You got to check it out. We just kind of went right into it because that's just what I felt like doing. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, we do have a very special caller on the line for y'all today. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who has been putting it down for this Frisco, for this San Francisco Bay Area rap game, like I said earlier, for a long time, you know. Black C, could you say what's up to the people over here?
What's up? What's up to my home base and everybody out there listening? Black C, live here. What's up with you?
What's up with you? Thank you for calling in today. You know, we really happy to have you on the show. You know, I've been wanting to get you on. I've been talking to Grim, like, we got to get him on. You know, I got some things I'm going to ask him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You know, you've been putting it down out here. You, like, pretty much led the way for a lot of artists that are trying to get in the grind or trying to put their thing out right now, you know?
Exactly.
And so, first, you know, let's just get back into a little bit of the history. I mean, you came out, you started grinding, putting out your music in the early 90s, you know?
Right, 92. Yeah, but first album, Lesson to Be Learned, 92, with that hit, Don't Give Me No Bama Weed, right.
Then that hit, you seriously, that hit was a hit. I remember, you know, I was a little bit younger, but we was getting down, you know what I'm saying? And that one,
exactly.
It did hit top charts on the Billboard. What was it, like,
yeah.
16 or something like that?
Yeah, I got up to, I believe it was like 13, I believe it was, you know, 16 or 13, one of them. But,
yeah, we'll go with 13.
It was like, it came out of nowhere for us. We didn't even expect it to take off like that, but, you know, it took off. You know, we were looking at it, it was like a little, actually, just a weed song we threw on the album, and for some reason, once it got out there, the album started circulating. We had to release it as a single, you know, a couple months later, and it just got like wildfire. You know?
It did catch like wildfire, and that was self-produced, right?
Yeah, I produced that, yeah.
So that was even more of an accomplishment right there because it's just kind of like your first project, and to be so successful, it's like, wow.
Wow, exactly. You know, I was a new producer on the scene. A lot of people thought TC produced our album, but I produced pretty much all the tracks on that album. Pretty much everything on Right Way from Hitman, you know, all the RBL stuff. You know, I was the main producer. I brought TC in on the first album. He produced the track with me and Totally Insane, Jeez, by 1-2-3s. So that was about the only song he had produced for RBL. And pretty much everything else been, yeah, pretty much under Black Sea.
Okay. So with everything that you was doing, you pretty much set the bar pretty high for yourself.
Yeah, I did.
You did continue to keep coming out with albums and keep doing your things, even though, I mean, the group RBL and stuff was hit with a lot of, you know, issues and drama and stuff like that, you know, which is sad because you guys had so much potential. But it's good to see you still out here doing your thing and continue grinding.
Yeah, I'm still trying to hold that torch for my boys, you know. I got to. It's just one of them things, you know. It's a new era right now, but I'm adapting, and, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm still progressing as an artist. So, you know, I definitely got something still to add to the game, so that's what I'm doing.
So, like, in your opinion, like, what's different in the game then when you started compared to, like, now, like, with all these, like, the new artists trying to pop off and trying to do things now?
Right now, it just made it a little easier. Back then, you know, our first album was actually tapes. You know, it was kind of hard to even get a tape pressed up. So if somebody came out with an album, you kind of looked at them as a star back then. So it was harder to come out, and when you did come out, people respected it a little bit more. Nowadays, it's kind of easy. You got the internet, you got all these easier programs to do music on, so you can, you know, do a song or have a single up within an hour. You know what I mean? It ain't no steps. You know, there ain't no planned process. You can just kind of fly it up to the internet and give it away. So it's kind of easy now. And there's so many artists that it's kind of hard to respect the new artists because everybody say they a rapper. You know, back then it was very few. It was like us and Totally Insane. And, you know, you had Oakland rappers like Richie Rich and them. And it was very few. So people look forward to us coming out and waiting for the next project. You know, respect it a little bit more. So right now it's kind of all over the place, but it make it go back to ground zero. It brought it back to ground zero to where you got to really work hard to stand out, you know, to pop out amongst these youngsters nowadays, you know. So it's cool, you know, at the same time. I don't mind it. You know, like I said, I'm adapting.
Yeah.
Getting more cyber, you know.
Yeah, it definitely has changed. You know, like you were saying, like before there was less, so it meant more, you know. So now, but now the competition is more fierce just because so many more artists are able to jump in a game so much easier.
Way easier.
I mean, pretty much plug in a mic to your computer and you can make a song in your room.
Yeah, that's it.
So you got to stay on your toes to be coming out with quality, you know. So tell me about this All City that you guys be doing over there. I know you guys be having your meetings and pushing all kinds of stuff. So, like, what's going on with that?
Right, so what we're trying to do is right now, we feel like as far as in the rap game, especially when it comes to the West Coast right now, we feel like San Francisco kind of been quiet for a while. You know, Vallejo had their thing going with Diz. You know, Oakland kind of started cracking right now with the Live Wire thing. So we was feeling like, you know, right now the San Francisco rappers who still doing it, we still around, but the thing is we don't work together like we did back in the day. So, you know, we trying to get a movement going, something like Live Wire going. So Quinn came and got at me about an All-City idea, and he felt like me and him should, you know, come together and bring Hunts Point and Fieldmo together and pretty much make it an All-City thing for all rappers in the city. It's pretty much going to be sort of like an artist development thing, management if you need it, a label if you need it, you know. You know, just whatever. If you already got your label together, you just need a little direction, All City going to be there for you. So we try to be Frisco only for right now, and hopefully later on down the line, we ain't trying to think too far here, but we might try to expand it out to all Bay. But we try to concentrate on San Francisco because we kind of at the bottom of the food chain when it comes to this rap thing. So me and him hooked up, and we brought Rapping Forte in, and we brought 11-5 in, Tay to Tay in them. So we all together now as one team. We've been meeting up, trying to meet up every week, make sure we stay on point with it. And, you know, we just finished trying to put out an All City Volume 1 compilation, and each one of us is going to try to release an album up under the All City imprint, you know, just to try to give it a little spark.
Mm.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, it becomes successful, and we're just going to pretty much concentrate on our markets. We ain't worried about the South. We ain't worried about the Midwest. We're just going to go up and down this West Coast, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, all the way up to Seattle, you know what I mean, hitting all them crevices and just making our presence felt, you know.
That's what's up. You know, it makes me excited to know that, you know, because you guys are like some of the forefathers been putting it down for a minute, you know, like you said, back in the days, we were waiting for you guys to put out albums, you know?
Exactly.
And so it's good to see that you guys are coming together and like putting out a game plan. It seems like you got a master plan, you know?
Yeah, we're sticking to it. And right now, everybody's been on board. As I said, we've been trying to meet every week just to make sure that, you know, nobody drift off, you know, because that'll happen real fast. You know, you drift off or you get discouraged because, you know, ain't nobody meeting up or going to the studio, ain't no work getting done. So you wander off and start working on your own project somewhere else. And, you know, and it'll be back to nothing happening. So we trying to kill that off and really trying to make something happen for San Francisco, because we need it bad, man. There's a lot of talent out here, and it ain't being heard. You know, it's just not being heard at all.
I feel you on that. That's kind of why I wanted to start this radio show and do this, because I just felt like there's so much things that aren't getting played on the radio or that aren't getting played in the clubs or whatever that is like a slap that just needs to be recognized, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I appreciate that. You know, when these albums are done, send it my way, we'll slap it out.
Yeah, we definitely will. And I appreciate, you know, having people like you still in the industry who know, you know what I mean? They ain't worried about that mainstream watered-down stuff. It's like, man, it's still underground hits that, you know, got potential to, you know, do something. And it's like, you know, we need these type of radio stations and outlets to come in and speak and promote and do our thing. So, man, you know, much love to you for, you know, for repping for us, too.
Not for sure. You know, I got you. Actually, I was talking to Quinn and all of them. We're thinking about putting together a little all-city show. So hopefully we'll have you up here in the studio soon.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it.
Get something popping, get everybody on the mics and stuff like that. Have some fun up in here, you know?
Let's do it.
But anyways, you know, is there anything else that you wanted to say? Like, where's your Twitter? Like, where could people get a hold of you? Where could people find out what you're doing and what you're talking about and stuff like that?
My Twitter is at RBL Posse, you know, real simple, at RBL Posse. And they want to stay updated on shows and stuff like that. You can catch us on ReverbNation.com/RBL Posse. And also on Facebook, too, you know, Facebook/RBL Posse. So, and also, too, we got a few shows coming up this month. If people want to check us out, you know, we definitely got a smoke out show on 420 with 11.5. We're going to be doing our hits, Banner Weed, and a couple other smoke classes. They're going to be performing Garcia Vegas out there at the Time Out in Concord. So anybody want to check us out, come out there to the Time Out in Concord. And also, we'll be at Blunt World, Blunt Fest on the 21st of this month out there in Tracy. Mountain House Bar and Grill in Tracy. So we got a few things coming up this month, and be looking for that new release of mine too coming out. It's called Still Ruthless, and that'll be out later this year. And I got E-40 on there, SIBO on there, you know, I got Dita Wita, Young Bleed that used to be part of Master P that put out that song How You Get There. Yeah, him collabed, Mac Maul, I got San Quinn. So I'm trying to do something a little different on this album. I usually don't do features. I usually try to, you know, give people an RBL album or a Black Sea album if that's what they want. I really don't drift out, but this time I'm trying to do something a little bit different.
Sort of like my
iPhone 9 release in 97. So, yes, you know, I'm setting it up pretty lovely right now. So, you know, support your boy. I'm still here. You know, I'm trying to break through this madness, this new era. It's kind of hard, you know. You get lost off in the shuffle. So much stuff out there. You get distracted. So I definitely need everybody to support their boy.
Yeah, we got you. It looks like you're still grinding anyway, so you got a lot of projects for us all to look forward to and stuff like that. So, you know how to get a hold of me, too. We'll keep in contact, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and we'll keep slapping you out. But, I look forward to the All City show, but thank you for calling in today. You know, I'm actually going to get into one of your tracks. Since it's 420 coming up, I might as well just go with the No Bammer Weed Classic.
Yeah, got to hit them with the classic.
Yeah,
gotta
all of April, I mean, you are like the king. It's like 420, what do you think of, you know?
Exactly.
It's like the thing. But Black Sea, thank you very much for calling into the Hall of Slap. You know, we appreciate you, and yeah.
Appreciate you too, and do your thing. And everybody, one love. Rest in peace, Mr. C, HITCOUGNUT, and Mac DRE. I'm out.
Yeah. Everybody, that was Black C right there from RBL Posse, you know what I'm saying? Calling in, letting us know what's going on with him, with his upcoming projects and stuff like that. So just, you know, to show some love to the man, to the group, you know, this Bay Area Classic group. We're going to just do the Bay Area Classic. No Bammer Weed. Give me no
smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC.
3, 2, 1, coming in with the bangs. Two dark skinned niggas, not a motherfucking gang. Pimps with limps, never know asset, we smoke. Dang, not the bammer shit. Damn, that bammer ain't no good. You might as well smoke some rolled up wood. And you laughed and said those lines was funny. But trip on the sense that I'm stretching your punk ass dummy. You with the program, can you see bammer? Nothing but a scammer false hot. Nothing but an untruth of fear. Where everyday lie to thank for the claim to fame. Ain't it a gram that you seek to gain? Once knew a girl named Brenda. Smoking that bammer was her everyday agenda. She used to laugh and giggle. Until Mr. C moved next to her building. I tried to get her, but she acted kinda shy, so I shared my dank. I got her real high, she invited me up to her room.
My nigga,
and for you bitches, honey boom, we smoked more dank without a pause. And later that night, I was in them draws. See, Frisco niggas ain't no punks. Put guts in our way, and they're gonna give up on Prentice down horn at the point. Couldn't handle the dank.
We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC,
don't give me no bammer joint. It's the Black Sea nigga getting straight to the point. I was chilling outside on a hot day. It was me and my niggas, just check what I say. Let's fade, let's go see the dank man. They'll fade if they is my friend. A few niggas pitched in.
Let's go to the store so I can get some gin.
Oh no, straight Henog on mine. With a little dab of coke and a nigga doing fine. So now we got a nitro, we up, yeah. Let's go get the bendo, info deep, we creep. It's about to be a party in the 5.0 G. Nigga straight jetting to the mirror. One nigga in the back had a St. Ice beer. Earlin' like fuck in my backseat. I made him buy 5 grams and clean up the mess. G straight hen dog with no chaser. Fuck that beer, ain't nothing greater. A, B, R name C. And you gotta pause when you get to the D. D for dank, D for drink, but not D for the dope that's stacking my bank. There's only two things that I smoke. A punk ass nigga or a pipe full of endo. I like nothing but the real McCoy, straight dank. Fuck a bammer joint.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC.
Is it gold? Is it green? Is it brown?
No, it's black. Breaking them buzz down.
Or should I say them endo clusters? Never went home though, cause I'm an endo lover. Trip on the shit that I say. I go take a trip to go get the shit. D to the A to the N to the K.
Niggas know what's up.
So what more can I say? If it's in a Zag or a pipe, it's quite expensive, so you better smoke it right. Get a few niggas to fade. Find a cut or just zerp in a shade. And like meat belongs to a meal. Grab a 40 with the dank cause it's time to get ill. It's better than crack cocaine. It ain't medicine, but it'll ease the pain. And if you find right, you in luck. That and the eyes got you amped as fuck. Now for the journey of quest. They're creeping for some sex, but don't forget the latex. Niggas like each other, lesser and lesser. But on the dank tip, let's come together. You call it herb, some call it Seth. But if it's called bammer, don't smoke that mess.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed.
Please don't give me no bammer weed. We don't want that in the SFC. You tuned into the Hall of Slap over here, KSFS Radio. We just had Black C from RBL Posse on the line, you know what I'm saying? A Frisco founding father of the Bay Area rap game, I mean. You know what I'm saying? So you know how we do it over here. We only got like about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to get straight into another slap. This one's going to go out to the event that we did this weekend. We did the DJ meet and greet over there at the Green Door. I want to give a shout out to Rob at M1 Promo for putting all these DJ and artist meet and greets together and everything like that. You know, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for helping us make these connects. You know what I'm saying? So we had YG was out in the building. You know, Jacka was there. Furious was there. You know, Raven Justice was there. Who else was there? We had Selsky up in there, Traxamillion, all kinds of artists. You know, Val G was up in there. You know how we was getting it. So right now I'm going to go a little bit more mainstream. I guess it's not mainstream, but it's getting radio play and stuff like that. So We're going to go off the YG mixtape. It's called 400 Degrees. No, not the Juvie. I know. One of my all-time favorite classics, the Juvie 400 Degrees. But anyways, this is the YG 400 Degrees. And this one's I'm Good.
Ask around, I'm the motherfucking man. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain and find a pretty bitch that I can dip with in the range. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm so straight, the cops so crooked. Click for the soldiers, like no limit. Watch you, what you doing, bitch, give me 4 minutes. All in the nigga grill like 4 dentists. Ride around solo, got the money in the chokehold. Whole head tattooed like a fucking cholo. Never hit the next man, nigga, that's a no-no. Got your girl bouncing on my dick like a lolo. Mustard on the beat, mustard get a fucking check. I got bitches, take bitches, nigga wanna bet. Ice on my neck, got ice in my ears. Hit the club, niggas looking at me hella weird. It's YG 400, bitch, get it right. You at the club every weekend, bitch, get a life. Ever since she fuck with me, she never been the same. Well, goddamn, just blame it on my dang life.
First off, this beat mine. That's around, I'm a motherfucking mind. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain. If I'm a pretty bitch, I can dip it in the range. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm so
good.
I'm so froze, diamonds look so lemon. Used to text cause my phone had low minutes. Niggas need switches, so we got to store with it. If you don't drop on a blunt, then you don't hit it. Fly in the ego, riding in the Rego. Money over bitches, nigga, you don't think we know? Pocket full of C-notes, oops, I mean P-notes. Bitch in a whip looking hot like a Cheeto. Lloyd bag in a briefcase. Bitch, I get money like a sweepstake. Every week a nigga eat steak. What's dessert? Shit, I wonder how she tastes. I don't wanna, you can get her. Bitch, you ugly like your daddy, Reggie Miller. Like Pittsburgh, bet I steal her. And fuck her in the whip, brand new from the dealer.
First off, this beat mine. That's around, I'm a motherfucking mind. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain. If I'm a pretty bitch, I can dip it in the range. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood.
YG 400, bitch, I'm rare. I'll dance, nigga, two-step. Nigga tripped in the shooting, nigga, with a tag. Hey, motherfucker, don't you move. Yeah, nigga? Yeah. Shut up, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was that I'm Good right there, that YG. You know, DJ Mustard on the beat, ho. Anyways, we got to wrap this one up. You know what I'm saying? You was tuned into the Hall of Slap today. And no Chino Flacco, just some DJ Val G, you know. But we still slapped out. I hope you enjoyed. You know, we did have Black CRBL Posse on the line today. Because that's just how we do it over here. You know, but we'll be back next week, next Tuesday. Tune in live, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you could check out all our other shows on my website. Go to DJValG.com. Say it one more time for you, DJValG.com. You can check out all our pre-recorded shows. I mean, not pre-recorded, but we record them and we throw them up there. You know what I'm saying? So go check those out. If you like them, download them, share them with your friends, whatnot. You know, all of them slap. But anyways, I'm going to close it out. Peace, love, and slap.